When are we going to acknowledge the real problem with the Kilmar-Abrego-Garcia issue? It's a broken criminal justice system that's filled with corrupt cops, crooked lawyers, and power-hungry judges. If there can be a witch hunt against Trump, there can be one against a Hispanic immigrant. In fact, more so, because that ordinary person doesn't have the resources and access to attorneys to buy their way out of prison, regardless of whether you're guilty or innocent, or somewhere in between. It may be cool to say that he's an evil gang member, and it might perform well for you on Twitter, but here are the facts. Garcia was labeled as a member of the MS-13 gang from a, quote, gang-filled interview sheet. That document details that Garcia was stopped back in March 28th of 2019. Three other men were also present, two of which were labeled as known gang members, and the other one suspected as being part of MS-13. The report stated that Garcia wore, quote, a Chicago Bulls hat and hoodie with rolls of money covering the eyes, ears, and mouth of the presidents. They also said this was, quote, indicative of the Hispanic gang culture. Officers then contacted a, quote, past proven and reliable source of information who advised that Garcia was an active member of MS-13 with the Westerns clique. Okay, so his fashion choices and the words of some anonymous person are enough to convict you of being a gang member? Get this, that cop was fired months later for giving information to a hooker he was stipping. So I'm not so sure his promise that he got a tip on Garcia being an MS-13 is solid, and that individual who identified him in a gang noticed him as part of the MS-13 gang in New York, where Garcia has never lived. So, was Garcia an illegal immigrant? Yes. He entered illegally in 2011. He was arrested in 2019 for that previously mentioned alleged gang affiliation that was based on his clothes and being misidentified. Eventually, a judge denied Garcia asylum, but granted him protection from being deported back to El Salvador out of a, quote, well-founded fear of gang persecution. He was released, and ICE did not appeal. Garcia checked in with ICE every single year since then. Homeland Security even issued him a work permit. He joined a union and worked full-time as a sheet metal apprentice. Now, am I thrilled that he came here illegally? No. We knew where he was. We had tabs on him, and he was never charged or caught in gang-related activities. It's just that false accusation from 2019 that has everyone in a dither now. He was stopped a few other times, but it never amounted to much. And you can't just say because someone was stopped that it means they're guilty. Remember that little mantra, innocent until proven guilty? Yeah, that doesn't seem to exist anymore in the United States. And a previous allegation that wasn't litigated in court shouldn't be tainting his future or limit his rights. We have a trial by jury here, no kangaroo courts. Conservatives never want to even remotely blemish a man's reputation, like Russell Brand or Pete Hegseth, despite mounds of evidence to support their despicable actions. It's, oh, they're a family man now and a Christian, so don't worry about it. It's, oh, the woman asked for it, or it happened a long time ago and no charges were filed, or they were dropped, or a rape kit was never completed, so just ignore it. Dismiss it with prejudice. You shouldn't be able to convict on that, and how dare you even question that man's character. Well, maybe y'all should apply that same thinking here. Garcia doesn't have any gang-related charges. He was misidentified. Isn't it funny how white men always get the benefit of the doubt, but minorities are judged and cast aside with impunity? Because, you know, how dare brown people be allowed to be here?
What?
Allegations aren't convictions. Now, Garcia, who did as we told him to do for 6 years, is rotting in an El Salvador torture center. Technically, the U.S. government has nothing on him to incarcerate him. You can't just round up people and throw them into prison without charging or convicting them in court. Remember that pesky little 14th Amendment? Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. I don't know if he's a gang member any more than you do. The paperwork doesn't back that statement up. So, you know, what else do people need here? You can't just say it feels like he's a baddie, so let's get rid of him. You can paint whatever picture you want of him. You can think he's a great person or a horrible person, but he is technically innocent, and now he's in a hellhole prison. Because apparently if you hate someone enough, if you can convince everyone they're bad, you can just lock him up and throw away the key. No need for a trial. Funny how conservatives believe if you're not like them, if you're of a different race or culture, or even have a checkered background, you don't deserve equal rights. George Floyd deserved to die because he was a former criminal. That's what we hear all the time. But he was killed for allegedly passing a fake $20 bill. Talk about a draconian government overreach and response. Glad that didn't happen to Mike Lindell, who was a crack addict and arrested for passing bad checks. He got a second chance at life and came out better. You can try to convict Garcia for the hat he wore and the shirt that he had on, but everyone on the other side of the aisle did the same thing with the January 6th protesters, and we didn't like that. Those individuals were over-prosecuted and had their lives torn apart due to political discrimination. It didn't matter what crazy shirt they wore that day or what they had posted online before they came. But the left went wild and used it to paint people as far worse than just rowdy protesters who needed some misdemeanors for breaking and entering. They were called insurrectionists and domestic terrorists. It wasn't true, but the media used it to convince people these individuals somehow deserved 20 years in a federal prison and to have their lives ripped apart. There was no evidence of an insurrection, but nevertheless, the lie persisted and the legal system congealed onto it, allowing the FBI to run carte blanche of Americans' freedom. Now that the government is doing it to the other side, it shouldn't be right, funny, or satisfying. It should be sad that we can't learn our lesson, that we choose to believe a lying government over and over and over whenever it suits our own political affiliation. If they'll do this to your enemy, think about what they'll do to you when you become their enemy. Now, this question is going to be directed to conservatives. If you want to judge someone for their clothing, then my God, buckle up, because you're not ready for what the government has planned for you. The Gadsden, Betsy Ross, and Liberty Tree flag were all identified as markers of militia violent extremism by the FBI in a leaked memo from 2022. Ashley Babbitt was considered a martyr for these extremists, and anyone who talked about Ruby Ridge, Waco, or Timothy McVeigh were also labeled as potential extremists. But let's recall another time the government deemed Americans dangerous based on everyday actions. Remember when the National School Boards Association compared parents at those meetings to terrorists? In a letter they sent to the FBI, they even asked the FBI to investigate some of these parents. So what happens when Trump decides to go after all the individuals considered terrorists? That's why they went so hard after Garcia. Trump labeled MS-13 terrorists. But, you know, apparently people with Gadsden flags and Liberty Tree flags are terrorists and extremists too. Will he instruct government goons to target you for the Gadsden flag in your yard, that Liberty Tree t-shirt you wear to Home Depot, or that post you made about Ruby Ridge and Waco months ago? So what happens when Trump decides to go after all the individuals he considers terrorists? That's why they went after Garcia. He labeled MS-13 as a terrorist organization, and he think that gives him some sort of elevated power. Will he instruct government goons to target you for that Gadsden flag in your yard, that Liberty Tree t-shirt you wear to Home Depot, or that post you made about Ruby Ridge and Waco months ago? Sure, you think you're Trump's friend now, but hey, technically, to the FBI, you're an extremist. You should take this all as a warning sign. Do as they say or face being shipped out to an international gulag. If they don't like the clothes you wear or the color of your skin, you will be taken from a Home Depot parking lot and tossed in C-Cot. When you don't go quietly, they will smear your reputation, lie about criminal charges, and abandon you. I mean, what could be next? What if Trump, I don't know, decides that he's going to punish law firms that tried cases against him? Oops, he already did that. What about when he decides it's not Hispanics with Chicago Bulls caps he wants to destroy, but your friend, who's a Democrat, who posted something critical about his administration online? What happens when the line keeps moving up and up and up and up until you're next? It's going to be a lot like that poem by Pastor Martin Niemöller during the Holocaust. It said, quote, "First they came for the communist, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." But something that is so mind-boggling to me is, why doesn't Trump just take the W? Just go with it. Keep up the fact that it was administrative error, even though we know that wasn't true, and just do what you can to bring him back. Lean into that whole DOGE stuff you love so much and say this is the type of inefficiency you seek to correct during your administration. Oh, but the inefficiency you want out is in regards to money, right? Not when it comes to harming or violating our rights or even slowing down our day, like getting put on hold when you call a government agency or when you have to deal with getting your mail delivered late because the USPS is overwhelmed and understaffed. And let's face it, we all know you can bring him back. You're the one that said you would end the war in Ukraine on day one. Oh, wait, guess that's a bad example. Well, you did at least bring back the Tate brothers, so it seems like you've done this before. Seriously, just take the win. Make a victory lap. Remember how you always said there is a deep state in this country and they're out to get you? Well, maybe it's possible they're out to get everybody. Smearing Garcia as an MS-13 gang member when he's never been charged or prosecuted doesn't mean anything. That's just an opinion. There's something called due process. You can't just ship him out to some foreign prison. That's the whole point of our justice system. Innocent until proven guilty. You don't let government agents act as judge, jury, and executioner. Maybe he is a dangerous gang member. Maybe he's not. But just giving him a negative run in the press doesn't equate to due process. He still deserves his day in court. It's funny how conservatives who believe that government is too big and too controlling and invasive are always the ones that are so ready and willing to surrender their rights to the government goons with a badge. Just because a government agency says something doesn't mean it's true. Remember when they told us the air was safe to breathe at Ground Zero after 9/11? What about the weird stories that don't make sense that they tell us about Waco, Ruby Ridge, the Oklahoma City bombing, and of course, the JFK assassination? We can't even get the government to tell us the truth about Jeffrey Epstein. I don't believe that the government tells Americans the truth on anything, and as conservatives, you shouldn't either. That's why the Second Amendment is so important. It's our failsafe against a tyrannical, power-hungry fascist government. So why abandon it all and now pretend that government goons are the good guys? If you think that Trump was framed, if you think there was a witch hunt, if you think that January 6th was over-prosecuted, if you believe the IRS targets conservative organizations, if you believe people like Daniel Penney and Kyle Rittenhouse were unfairly persecuted and prosecuted, then how can you not give Garcia the benefit of the doubt? With all those other people, the press did a great job of smearing them and trying to make you believe they didn't deserve rights. But they did. One final thought here. What does it say about your government that they're cheering brutality against prisoners? CCOT is a glorified torture facility. It should worry you that Ice Barbie is flashing a Rolex watch and posing in front of a foreign gulag that she ships people to. Human suffering isn't cool. It isn't American, and it only seeks to give the government more power and control over us as individuals. Got news for you. There might be other innocent people in CCOT as well. Throwing someone in prison and tossing away the key doesn't mean they're guilty. Hate to break it to you Doge-loving individuals, but the government makes mistakes. I kind of figured you'd all know that by now, but apparently you never apply it to the criminal justice system when it doesn't suit you. It's kind of like your tagline for wanting smaller government. They make mistakes. We should take care to assume that everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And then, even then, as informed Americans who know our government is an absolute piece of shit, should not relish in abusing inmates, because one day we might find out that some of them were innocent. We freed hundreds from death row. It happens. Remember when Trump was accused of colluding with Russians and that whole witch hunt that ensued? Remember when they impeached him on BS charges? Not once, but twice. And one of those times he wasn't even president. Remember the moaning from him about the deep state and how it was after him, that he was being targeted? Well, if the government can falsely link you to Russians, then couldn't they also falsely link you to the MS-13 gang if they wanted? Then use the media to spread fake news about it and convince Americans you're a gangbanger, even though there's no evidence to support it? Funny how the criminal justice system went from being rigged to perfect in just a matter of months. Just think about January 6th. Yeah, they broke the law, but did they really deserve felonies, house arrest, and up to decades behind bars? We all know they were over-prosecuted and discriminated against for their political views. The government was making a point. Don't mess with us or we'll destroy you. So what do you think they're going to do with Garcia? And then what do you think they're going to do to you when they don't like you anymore? Don't get me wrong. I don't want one illegal immigrant to stay in this country. But I don't want them smeared as gang members, ripped from their families, and thrown into a glorified torture facility in another country. Remove them, but don't torture them and violate their rights. When I wear my signature outfit of fishnet tights, knee-high boots, a mini skirt, and a leather jacket, should I be picked up for hooking and thrown in the pokey without a trial, all because I wore articles of clothing that a hooker might wear?
It's kind of my thing, you know. How about new, you crazy Dutch bastard?
Okay, then. So wearing a Chicago Bulls hat and a graphic t-shirt shouldn't be enough either. Are we really going to use fashion choices as a sole indicator to toss someone in prison? If that's the case, someone better lock up Caroline Leavitt. Making up your mind and being unwilling to think that your government, in particular law enforcement, is incapable of making a mistake or discriminating against someone for their race or political affiliation doesn't make you patriotic. It makes you a member of a cult, a strange, totalitarian, abusive, fascist, draconian, jingoistic cult. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.